Welcome to Solder Smoke, where we talk about all things electronic and geeky. We meet on Echolink and swap ideas related to workbench radio projects. If you have any questions about this podcast or suggestions for future casts, send a note to soldersmoke@yahoo.com. Our webpage is www.geocities.com/soldersmoke. As always, have fun, melt solder, and pass along your ideas. So let's get started. This is issue one of Solder Smoke.
I'm Sir HBR in London, KL7R, Juneau. I was doing some research on podcast streams, and I ran across a podcast feed for the 2600 guys. And so I went and looked in there, and that wasn't so interesting. And then I went to 2600.com, and there was a bunch of audio MP3s they had there from it wasn't DEF CON, but it was something like that. And I was listening to a number of them. I was listening to these guys on 2600. Guy was in Mongolia, and they were doing an interview from him on a train. He was crossing Siberia, and so I was interested in that. Some guys running pirate FM radio, and so I listened to this guy that was I don't know if he's an analyst, but he did some work for CIA, and he was ragging on the intelligence leadership, and that was all interesting. So I kind of got interested in here. I'm thinking maybe there is some useful things we might be able to do there. KL7R.
Yeah, KL7R, M0HPR. Yeah, it's definitely got a lot of potential, and I know about getting sidetracked by it. Same thing's happened to me. In terms of programs, I haven't really played with it too much, but the one that I did play with a little bit, a free program, kind of an audio editing program, Audacity. Audacity is a free download, and lets you do all kinds of things with the file. Like I was just playing, I think I told you, I was playing around with a recording I did on another Echolink conversation with a friend of mine, a VK7VKK in Tasmania, and I recorded it, and then went back to the file and was able to edit out, you know, things that you wouldn't necessarily want to broadcast. I mean, not that there's anything scandalous. It's just at one point he was, for example, talking about a knee injury, and I guess we didn't want to turn it into the kind of podcast equivalent of the 75-meter geriatrics net or injury and aches and pains net. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I think 75 meters, they used to call it the piss and moan net. So I was able to edit some of that stuff out, and also edit out, coughs and long pauses and things like that. It was really kind of neat because you can listen to it, and as you're watching sort of an audio waveform display, and then you could stop it right where you want, and then just do sort of a cut delete kind of thing, almost like you're working on text. So that was really good. But tell me more about. Tell me if you found if you've played with Audacity, and also let me know what's this 2600 group and the others in DEF CON. What's that? I'm unfamiliar with that stuff. And I liked your ideas for some of the names of the show. Yeah, some of those were pretty good. I like the Solder Smoke. I've used that as a matter of fact in one article I wrote for QRP. I said something like it began with. It's the kind of magic that only comes when you're listening to a radio in a cloud of solder smoke or something like that. It's around here on the shelf someplace. KL7R, M0HPR.
All right. Well, yeah, Audacity's the one I'm playing with. I played with another one. I had done some stream rips from live365.com. I was playing some cool jazz off of Live 365, and then there's a freeware Winamp plugin that is a stream ripper, and it basically saves that MP3 stream to a file, and you get all the ads in there, and so I would was using another program that took hours to take the MP3 and expand it to a flat file, and then you go and edit the flat file, and then recreate the MP3. But using Audacity, and it's all really graphical and relatively fast. An hour long audio stream. What is it? Maybe a third took 5 minutes to save. So I see I'm dropping out on my transmit. Am I keeping a smooth stream going here on my transmit, Bill? 2600 is a hacker group. They used to hack telephones, and 2600 hertz is the audio frequency for some of the signaling that is used in telephone, and kids would send that tone, and then they drop into a control channel on telephone, and then they could dial out. They could play games with the phone company, and they had blue boxes and red boxes and rainbow boxes, and that's where that all started. It's kind of a hacker group which kind of grew up. Now they're doing audio feeds from Mongolia. M0HBR in London, KL7R, Juneau.
KL7R, M0HBR. Okay, Mike. Yeah, well, I kind of missed the whole blue box thing as a kid, and I deeply regret it. I mean, I remember reading about it, I think in 73 magazine, and briefly thought about, hey, I should build one of those. And of course, if I had, it might have taken me down the path to riches the way it did with, I guess with Steven Jobs and Wozniak and those guys. But instead, I chose another path and ended up as a diplomat in London. So, well, can't rewrite history, you know. But well, yeah, it sounds interesting. On Audacity, I was really impressed with the Audacity program. But the one thing I was looking for, the one thing that I needed, and I don't know if you could do it there or where you could find it, but if you're going to put together one of these programs, one of the things you really need is sort of a kind of a background jingle or kind of intro music. And I think there's some music, some software out there that comes with sort of a selection of a background music that you can pick and choose from. But I think the ones that I've seen, I think are written for the Macs. I think one of them is called GarageBand, but as I recall, that was for the Macs. I might be wrong. The hacker networks. That sounds interesting. I Stephen Levy's book Hackers is one of my favorite. I've come across that, and then there's another one. Not so much about the hackers, but about the Silicon Valley called Fire in the Valley. I thought that was great. Great book. So have you figured out how to put a jingle on the, or background music on there? Is there anything in Audacity that would allow you to do that? KL7R, M0HBR.
Well, I know you can insert a bit of MP3. And I think you can play two at the same time. I haven't figured out how to do that yet, but I kind of think that's doable. I know you can cut and paste segments of audio into. You can cut. I know how to cut, and I know how to paste. I don't know how to paste from a file, but I'm sure I can figure it out. I was playing around with Echolink and accidentally had two audio streams going at the same time. So if you get two going at the same time and save them both, then you could have background music if you wanted. I just don't know how to do it yet. I bet it's doable. If it isn't, you could play games with multiple audio inputs to a single audio output and record the single audio output to tape recorder if you had to. But I bet it's doable.
Okay. You're dropping out a little bit, but it's not nearly as bad as it was the other day. Yeah, we were up in, last weekend we were out of London. We went up to, actually to go shopping at the American military bases in East Anglia, which is about 2 hours from here. We went up and had a place to stay and stayed overnight. It's kind of a fun trip. But while I was up there, I brought a little shortwave receiver with me and got up early on Sunday morning while everybody else was sleeping. I was there drinking my coffee, and instead of listening to Echolink, I was tuned to local conversations on the 80-meter band. And they have some really good nets here, guys. Well, not really nets, but sort of QSOs that have been going on for years and years. These guys get together, and there's some very interesting people on those frequencies. And it occurred to me that, you know, if we wanted to do something like we were doing, I suppose we could just take a feed and do a line in from a shortwave receiver and put it on there. But it made me think, I wonder what the legality or the ethics of it would be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, these guys are, everything they're saying is, you know, can be listened to by anybody with a little Sony receiver or any other kind of receiver. But on the other hand, recording it and sending it out over a podcast is somehow a little bit different. But suppose we just did a live feed, and it happens all the time now with these HF gateway stations. I've done it. You can just hook up a live feed, and somebody who's transmitting on shortwave on the ham bands could also be, you know, have the voice carried over the internet. So I'm not sure. I don't know. It's kind of a gray area. KL7R M0HBR.
Yeah, that's a tough one. The rule of thumb I use on HF is if I'm going to play back something I recorded off of HF, I ask the guys whose voice I recorded if it's okay to play it back. It's okay to record it, I think. But it's probably not okay to play it back on HF without their permission. I wonder if it's okay to play it back on internet without their permission. That's a tough one. You'd have to be a lawyer to answer that one. One thing I did find when I was out there, you asked about 2600 and all that, and I did find a couple of these Mad Genius web pages. I can't remember what it was, but they were podcast streams of this guy driving around in his car and eating gummy bears and trying to give himself hives, and he was just recording everything, it was sort of voyeuristic listening to it. You were taking the effort to cut out the guy's coughs and this guy was making that part of the experience there. It's your HBR, KL7R.
Yeah, I suspect there's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff. Some people who just want to get on and figure their every utterance or burp is of interest to the world, but I think they'll get filtered out by the market pretty quickly. Yeah, here, I'm just looking through Sprats here, Mike. I've decided that I need to build something today. So I think I'm going to build what Sprat calls the Ceramic VXO, just for kicks. Because I have this little ceramic thing here. So I've got now the spring 1994 issue of Sprat in hand. I've cleared off the workbench. I'm heating up the soldering iron. And I'm going to go over there and build something. It might eventually work its way into a transmitter, but I just feel like building a ceramic VXO just to see what happens. So I'm not going to stay long. I know it's late there in Juneau. It's almost going on 9 o'clock here for the summertime. Kind of a nice day today. Kind of a little bit overcast, but I can see patches of blue sky. It'll be good for my wife's garden. I'm growing beans, by the way. I haven't told you, but my wife has a big flower garden, and my participation is limited to 3 bean plants. And so they're doing pretty well, and they're actually producing beans right now, which is something of a miracle, given the fact that my thumb is not at all green. Hey, so listen, so I'll let you go. Turn this into a podcast. Filter it up a little bit. Get us a jingle for the beginning. And then we'll be in business, and soon we'll be world famous multi billionaires. Get to work. KL7R M0HBR.
All right, Bill. if you have to put it on some site that that can handle a fair bit of downloads if there's any interest at all. And I'm limited to 64 KB outbound, and I don't want to be paying a fortune in network charges. So I did find one site that that could do a free feed of the audio stream. So I'll have to, I don't know about a jingle. I found some open source sounds that you can play without royalties, and I was fiddling around with them. And, anyway. Yeah, GarageBand. A friend of mine is a guitarist, and he is also a Machead, and he really likes that. Apparently, with GarageBand, you can jam, you can put a track up, and jam, have a virtual band on the net. All right, well, let you go. I did look at that spectrum analyzer, that poor man's spectrum analyzer. It looks basically like that dip oscillator circuit, only without the oscillator. So I was thinking about getting the gate dip oscillator working again with a different schematic and maybe building better coil, and then I would use the same coil for the spectrum. Anyway, talk to you later, Bill. I'll see what I can do with this this stream. Maybe I'll post it somewhere you can listen to it yourself. Maybe that goes. Have a good morning. M0HBR in London, KR channel.
Okay, Mike, real good. Yeah, this is interesting stuff. There's got to be a ways around all these technical problems. We'll figure it out. Some of you have a good evening, and let's talk again tomorrow. I'll tell you how the ceramic oscillator goes. KL7R, M0HBR, 73.